This is the Fair Mormon Podcast. We are a group of dedicated volunteers who earnestly strive to defend the gospel of Jesus Christ and His Church. Our mission is to offer kind, patient, and sincere answers to issues regarding faith, church history, and understanding of gospel principles. Fair Mormon, the sponsor of this work, also holds an annual conference with speakers from many professional backgrounds regarding these topics. This year's conference is located in Provo, Utah, on the 7th and the 8th of August. Tickets can be purchased on our main website at fairmormon.org. We would welcome your attendance. Thanks for listening. And now, Martin Tanner.
This is Religion Today with Martin Tanner, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. Today's program is going to be kind of hodgepodge, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I'd like to start off by referencing again the Fair Conference that's coming up in August on Thursday, August 7th and Friday, August 8th. The Fair Conference is sponsored by Fair Mormon. You can find them on the internet, fairmormon.org. The gist of the organization is that it defends the LDS faith against critics, against scholars, against others who have an axe to grind against church or who have a perceived problem with it. They have literally thousands of articles and essays on their website. If you happen to have a question or a concern about any obscure little thing about the church or about something major, whatever it may be, the chances are that you can find it, an answer to it, on their website, which is fairmormon.org. If you can't find it in one of those rare circumstances, ask anyway. Go on their website, ask a question. They will let you ask any question you want, and there are some wonderful scholars on part of their panel that will answer questions that are brought up if there isn't already an answer to be found on their website. Now, for a time several years ago, I was part of their panel, and in connection with other activities in my life, this radio show being one of them, I've had the opportunity to debate people who are critics of the church and to respond to questions from people who were unhappy with the LDS faith or who just sincerely had some kind of question for whatever reason. And each time that I have really looked at a question for the first time, I have found that the more I delve into it, the more I find out information, the more it actually enhances my belief and faith in the LDS Church rather than damaging it. And it doesn't matter what the specific issue happens to be. And that is one of the reasons that I feel so confident when almost every week I toss out my email address and say, hey, if you have a question or comment, send me an email, because I sincerely believe that there are answers to all of these questions. We can do that now. My email address is martinstanner@gmail.com, martinstanner@gmail.com. I'll be happy to respond. But you may not even need my response, because if you go to fairmormon.org, you can probably find an answer to just about any question. We started off by saying that FAIR is having their 16th annual conference on Thursday and Friday, August 7th and 8th. The location is the Utah Valley Convention Center, which happens to be at 220 West Center Street in Provo. It's a really nice location. It will be far less hectic in traffic than if it were held someplace in the Salt Lake Valley. If you went to a two-day conference sponsored in just about any other context, you could be prepared to spend $500 a day or even more for some. And this entire conference is way under $100. And you can sign up even online. If you can't attend, if you're on the other side of the world, there are ways to sign up for the conference online. So check it out. There are some brilliant speakers, some wonderful speakers that will be talking about such diverse topics as some of the current most charged issues that have been leveled against the church, issues like gay marriage, women in the priesthood, some of the things that affect the church in dramatic ways, or at least potentially could, but aren't directed specifically at it. I'm talking about religious decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. There will be an address by a Princeton undergrad and BYU Law School graduate who clerked at the U.S. Supreme Court about religious issues in the law, which are incredibly important. That's something that I feel very strongly about. There will be other topics addressed that deal with questions leveled against the church. There will be some African-American members of the LDS faith who will talk about topics related to that. And it's just always a wonderful experience. You can sign up for lunch or not as you choose. I highly recommend it. FAIR's annual conference, this is the 16th annual one. They've been doing them since 1999. You can get more information. You can check out all of the proposed topics that will be addressed in the speakers by going to fairmormon.org. I highly recommend it. Now, on to a different topic for a minute or two here. I had an email last week, and out of the emails that I had, there was one that I really focused in on because I thought it was a great question. And the gist of it was, which book in the Old Testament do you find has the greatest support for the LDS faith? I had to stop and really consider that, and I was sort of toying with whether or not it was the book of Job or the book of Isaiah, because both are very strong and wonderful, and on a different day I might pick Isaiah, but I thought, you know, this week I'm going to talk about the book of Job. Here we are wandering our way through the Old Testament this year as we go to gospel doctrine class in our church meetings this year, at least many of us are. And it seems for many people to not be such an easy thing. And I remember as a young kid having that experience, somebody said Old Testament this year, and my eyes kind of glazed over, and I thought, wow, hope the classroom has a really nice window this year. But as we went through it, it seemed to be a lot more fun than I expected. And then we got to the book of Job. And the teacher that we had that year spent 4 weeks, four lessons in a row on the book of Job. And each time we came back and I thought, oh, thank goodness we're on to something else. But we weren't. And I could not imagine why he found so much amazing information in the book of Job. But I have since come to share his enthusiasm for it, for a number of different reasons. And I believe that there may very well be the most support for LDS doctrines from an Old Testament book, I hasten to add. Certainly that wouldn't be my pick if we could toss the whole Bible into the mix. But the book of Job may just have the most support for LDS doctrines of any book in the Old Testament. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about why the book of Job, why it's considered to be such a great book for Christianity in general, and for the LDS faith specifically, even though it's an Old Testament book and was written before Christianity was established, far, far before the time of Christ. It's generally believed that the book of Job, at least in its current form, was written sometime towards the early part of the 6th century B.C. That is quite early indeed. When we come back, more about the book of Job, more about the Fair Conference, more about other topics. Stay tuned. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today on KSL.
We return to Religion Today with Martin Tanner on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. If you're just joining us today, we're talking about a hodgepodge of things. We're talking about the Fair Conference, which is sponsored by fairmormon.org, fabulous organization that defends the faith. Their conference will be Thursday and Friday, August 7th and 8th, at a very reasonable price, open to the general public. You don't have to be a member of FAIR to attend. Anyone may attend. The price is very, very reasonable. Check it out online, fairmormon.org. You can look at all the speakers. You can look at their entire lineup. There will be some fabulous presentations, as there are every year. When we took our break, we were talking a little bit about the book of Job and why I definitely believe it's one of the top two, along with the book of Isaiah, in supporting the Christian faith in general and the LDS faith in particular. You might ask, why would it be supportive of Christianity as an old Jewish book from the early part of the 6th century B.C., and why would it be considered to support the LDS faith? Well, here are some of the reasons why. In Job, Latter-day Saints and others find the concept of a divine council, much as Joseph Smith described a divine council in connection with the creation. If you take a look at Volume 6 of the History of the Church, on pages 307 and 308, you will find this statement from a sermon delivered by Joseph Smith. He was talking about the creation, and he said, quote, "In the beginning, the head of the gods called a council of the gods, and they came together and concocted a plan to create the world and people it," close quote. Again, that's Volume 6, pages 307 and 308 of History of the Church. Now, in Job chapter 1, verse 6, and Job chapter 2, verse 1, we find this same concept of a divine council, although it's not something that Joseph Smith would have been able to find, and nor would you be able to find if you open up your King James Bible, because the King James Bible does not read divine counsel. It talks about the sons of God. Other translations talk about the angels. But here is, from some of the better translations, what Job 1, 6 and Job 2, 1 have to say. Quote, "One day, the members of the heavenly court came to present themselves before the Lord, and the accuser, Satan, came with them," close quote. That's from the New Living Translation. Notice that just as Latter-day Saints believe that originally Satan was part of the heavenly host and that he was eventually tossed out of heaven for malfeasance, for bad behavior, we find here that when the members of the heavenly court show up at the appointed time to meet with the Lord, to meet with God, Satan shows up with him. That's a very LDS-sounding concept. It's one that fits with the Bible and the book of Job. Here's another translation of that same concept, Job 1:6 and 2:1, from the International Standard Version. Quote, "One day, divine beings presented themselves to the Lord, and Satan accompanied them," close quote. Very clear. Divine beings, not sons of God, divine beings, not angels, presented themselves before Yahweh, before Jehovah. Here's the Good News Bible translation. Quote, "When the day came for the heavenly beings to appear before the Lord, Satan was there among them," close quote. So here you have one of the reasons why I find the book of Job to be just a spectacularly good book for upholding LDS doctrine. Here are some other parts of the book of Job that also assist. They're more generally Christian in tone and beliefs, but they're also fabulous here as well. If you take a look at chapter 19 of Job, it seems to be an ancient prophecy about Christ. In Job chapter 19, verse 25, to be specific, in the King James Version, we find, quote, "I know that my Redeemer liveth," close quote. This really isn't a strange translation, although the word Redeemer does have a specific meaning in Christianity. There is just no question that Job is saying in this particular verse that someone in heaven will come to aid his defense. In another translation, the Good News Version, for example, it says in this verse, quote, "I know there is someone in heaven who will come at last to my defense," close quote. And that's what the Christian belief in a Redeemer is. We could go through a number of other translations and find that Job is saying that at some time in the future, a heavenly being will aid him in defending his life before God. That's quite a Christian idea. Interestingly enough, Jews, now we need to backtrack a little bit. In the very first verse of Job, it talks about Job being a just man living in the land of Uz, U-Z is the spelling. Where is the land of Uz, or the city of Uz, or the place of Uz? It seems to be in what is described elsewhere in the Bible to be Edom, which is south and east of what we would now consider the Holy Land or Israel. There are a number of different Bible references to it, but that would place Job outside of Judaism, outside of the Hebrew sphere, outside of the Canaanite sphere. And so in Jewish history, it seems a bit odd that you find a book about a Gentile, to be perfectly blunt about it, and one that is prophesying about Christ to boot. Well, that's exactly the way the Jews saw it. At first, he was seen as really a good Gentile guy, and then later on in history, the Jews found him to be a real annoyance, and some rabbis even said, well, you know, when his family and all his animals and everybody was killed, that's what Job deserved. Why? Because he was prophesying about this false person, Christ. So even the rabbis acknowledged at some point that the Christians had a leg to stand on in chapter 19 in talking about Job. Incidentally, in chapter 19, we also have some great information about the idea of a resurrection. Having said that, I'm going to jump back to the idea of the Fair Conference go to fairmormon.org, fairmormon.org. Check out the FAIR conference. You're invited. Everyone's invited August 7th and 8th. It will be absolutely wonderful. Join me again next week right here on KSL. I'm Martin Tanner, your host, and this is Religion Today.